It's his cat who was lost.
Yeah, poor guy.
Aw.
Shout out Eric's cat. He's gone.
He didn't find it?
The posters are all around campus in Old Town.
Oh, that sucks.
It's gotta suck. He makes pickles and, I know nothing else about him, so.
He likes your show. He's got a cat.
Yeah, I think pickles. Him and Griffin are like buddies.
That's cool.
More than really me.
Well, you're listening to Tete a Tete. I'm Sarah.
I'm Izzy.
And this is the private conversation between four people today for your ears only live on WMUC Digital.
Every Monday at 7 p.m.
Yep. And you've already heard their voices, but please welcome Olivia and Ari to our show for the first time ever.
Well, Olivia's been on the show.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bruh.
That was bruh.
Where was my
so
invite,
rude
bro?
Of me.
I think that was before you guys were dating, actually.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
That was with Ava and Steph?
Yeah, it was with Ava and Steph.
But then I was also on again with you guys.
Wait, yes, I do remember that now.
Oh, yeah, wait. Was it just you?
It's all a blur. It's all a blur now.
Huh.
That was fun. Fun semester.
We had a lot of people on that semester, and it's shaping up to be a busy one this semester, too.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do with Ava and Steph?
We played the Guess Who game, remember? I think. Did we do that
who?
That time?
Oh, the person game.
Yeah, where like you had to, it wasn't like Guess Who, but it was essentially the same thing where you picked someone and then had to ask questions to figure out who they were.
But it's like everyone knows except one person and the one person has to figure it out.
And it could be like Trisha Paytas.
That was fun.
I was so bad at that.
I'm really bad at it.
I think I'm the worst at it, like objectively, because I don't know anyone.
I'm terrible at guessing celebrities.
I just don't know any. I know like three.
Like total?
Like probably.
Robert
De Niro, like I don't know. like Charlie XCX. Obama.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't think that's the first time those three were said in a sentence either, so.
I mean, you never know. You never know these days.
Well, thanks for coming on, you guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any fun plans for fall break?
I'm going home, I think, and I'm bringing my friends with me, or like my roommates, and we're going to go out in Philly.
That's fun.
I'm doing the almost exact same thing, but with a better city, so.
Oh,
which city?
Okay.
I'm going to New York.
Ooh.
Wow. I thought you were going to say like Germantown, Maryland or something. Like.
I'm from New Jersey.
Are you actually?
Yeah, no, I am.
Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
And you're from Pennsylvania? Okay. Wow, two out-of-staters on the show. Big things. I don't know.
So many tuition dollars in this room right now.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
Big money. Hello. Yeah, I don't know. We're in-state. You know the vibes. Hashtag Maryland.
Broke.
Yeah. Like,
I'm almost Pennsylvania, though.
Okay,
almost.
Okay.
I'm still Maryland, though.
Almost rich.
Almost.
20 minutes off.
We almost made it.
Not even 20 minutes off. Like, 3 miles.
Yeah.
Three miles is crazy.
Yeah.
Hop, skip.
I'm right on the line.
Is this mic working? I feel like, are these the directional mics?
Okay. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
I can't hear anything, but only if I hold the cord next to my ear, I can hear.
Oh.
Yeah. Is your show on FM?
No, it's in Dig.
Oh. Dig's been chopped for a while. Like,
dude, well, you know what they did add, though? The sound effects are now in the favorites bar. You just click on a little red button and it takes you to every sound effect in the world.
Oh, trust, I've been abusing this. And like it's a little
we're not gonna be able to hear.
A bunch of them are like in Russian, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, you can't hear it. Here, does someone want my headphones?
Are there not headphones here?
No. Will that play out
I think
loud?
That they Obama or something where they broke.
No, only I can hear it.
Well, you gotta recreate it. You gotta recreate it for us.
Oh, I just played the Obama. Donald Trump.
Wait, play it.
Okay, give me a second.
Obama.
Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
Obama. I saw a clip today of Donald Trump saying that he just met with the president
of
Puerto Rico. That's him.
And everyone
him.
Was like, who is he talking
he's
to?
He was like, yeah, and the president of the Virgin Islands.
I saw all the comments.
Baby, that's you.
Putting
that's
a picture of someone arguing to a mirror.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
And also, like, who did he meet with? Is he just is he lying, or did he meet with someone that said that they were the president of the Virgin Islands?
Someone. one?
We gotta
who
do that.
Have allowed that?
Guys,
I don't know.
New move: introducing yourself to Donald Trump as the president of a place. I am the president of Arkansas.
Okay. Did you see Illinois is suing him?
What? Hell yeah!
You can just do anything, bro. Did you know BlackRock bought all of the electricity in like Mississippi?
What?
What?
I didn't know you could do that. I don't know you could just buy a state worth of electricity.
Yeah,
like, well, like the power plant. Like,
I guess yeah,
they bought all the power grids and the companies that run the power grids. They also bought the Panama Canal. Don't know if you know about that.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah, you can just.
Trump was talking about.
Next,
to take the
we
Panama
buy
Panama
the Gulf.
You can literally just buy anything. Apparently,
yeah.
Why
everything has
suing,
a price.
Why is he suing Illinois?
No, Illinois is suing him.
Oh, I mean, why is Illinois suing him?
Probably related to like the ICE stuff and the like mm-hmm. National Guard and whatever.
Yes, I did
I'm surprised
see that.
More states
are
suing.
Chicago.
Do you know where they're made off now?
Well, no, he's
definitely right. Yes, I've met her, but if you asked me to pick her out of a crowd, like, I'm sorry, I would not be able to.
Dude, you can sue anyone, you can buy anything.
Who should we sue?
Ooh.
Who would you sue if you could, you can sue anyone, but if you financially could, like, right now, who would you sue? I can go first.
Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
I was expecting Palantir guy.
No, because I don't want to sue him, I want to...
Next.
Anyways.
I would sue the cheese girl at Olive Garden yesterday.
Oh. Damn, because she didn't put cheese on your shit. I saw
she
that,
did.
Bro.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You
no
guys
ask.
Need to go. You
didn't even ask.
Skip. So delicious.
Didn't even ask.
All
it was
you can
criminal.
Eat for $14.
You trying to go, girl?
Oh, yeah.
$13.99, technically. It was my second time ever going.
I've never been.
It was delicious.
You guys haven't been to... Olive Garden is like a staple.
We don't have one near my house back home.
Because you're not from New Jersey.
Yeah, literally. It's
holy
a staple
crap.
In effing New Jersey.
I've only been three times, I think, so. But and the one time was the other Endless Bowls, and it was with people from here. Like, I forced everyone to go. So.
No.
So delicious.
You know who's actually, like, weirdly hype about Olive Garden? Rich people in India. Don't know what that's about. But they have,
that.
Like, Olive Gardens in certain malls, and they're actually, like, insanely nice.
It's like the...
Because it's like an international, like, franchise.
Oh, that sounds...
Like, the Texas Roadhouses in Japan.
Oh, my God. Do you guys
have
like...
Have seen
wait,
that?
I've never seen that. Do you guys like Texas Roadhouse?
I've never been.
We should all go. It's so amazing.
When I was in Vietnam for study abroad, for some reason, the KFC there was people's staple.
Hmm. Okay,
specifically
so
on our trip.
Don't cancel me, but it's not Japan, it's South Korea. But
you're canceled.
Yeah, my bad, guys. Wrong East Asian country.
Geography is just not your thing.
It's not.
They don't let people sit on the saddle anymore, though, in Texas Roadhouse.
There's a saddle.
There used to be
what
a saddle
happening?
For like birthdays, and you would sit on it, and you would like they would sing you a song, and you would get to like ride the saddle.
Is that the one with the onion?
No, that's
Outback. But
Outback.
I think
they got the Bloomin' Onion, right?
Texas Roadhouse does also have a Bloomin' Onion adjacent, but Outback is like the original.
That's something I've always wanted to try.
Outback is amazing. Do you guys like Outback?
I've been once.
Never been.
Never been.
Oh my
also,
gosh, you guys, we need to go on like a tour of all these places and just eat our weight in food.
Yeah, is Cracker Barrel on here too?
Casual
like,
have you ever been?
No,
You've never been to Cracker Barrel.
Sarah took me to Cracker Barrel for the first time last summer, or not last summer, last fall actually. Mm.
I love Cracker
Barrel. I really liked it.
My mom didn't let me eat fast food.
Oh, me too. Me too, bro.
Yes.
I need to branch out.
It's like...
Mm-mm. In high school, I was all over the place. I was just like free reign. I had a car, money, and a dream.
Yeah, senior year, dude. Anything was happening.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I didn't drink, so like we would be like, Friday night, let's go to... like a burger joint.
IHOP.
Let's go to a new burger. Yeah, let's go to IHOP. Let's go to Denny's, dude.
I went to Denny's for the first time last fall as well.
We should go to Golden Corral together.
Oh,
never been.
Dude, I know heavy about Golden Corral.
I've only been like once.
Let's guess a restaurant I have been to.
Is that the
Waffle House
buffet one?
The buffet, yeah.
Mm. Yes, I have been to Waffle House.
I've never been to a Waffle House.
The only time you should go to a Waffle House is if you're in Florida. Can I be honest?
It was in North Carolina.
What about
Waffle House is like, I associate that with Pennsylvania.
What?
Pennsylvania?
Like, no, I always picture South.
No, listen, the bad, weird little towns have Waffle Houses.
The one that I saw in Tennessee recently seems like a great one to go to.
I love Waffle House, guys.
I went to a Waffle House by the beach in Florida.
That sounds nice.
Wow. That feels wrong, though.
Yeah, it was like the seediest beach ever, though. So it felt
oh, okay,
right.
Okay.
Yes.
In my brain, Waffle House is like
Waffle House is a southern thing to me.
No, yeah, totally. It's like it's cold and you're next to a cornfield.
No,
really,
that is not. Yeah, how
that's
I
like
said.
A Denny's to me, bro.
Denny's
that's a Cracker Barrel to me.
In my brain, is like New Jersey.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Denny's is New Jersey because I think it's because so my mom was born in New Jersey, and like when I was little, I went to a Denny's the first time like last year. So like anytime my mom and I would go past a Denny's, she'd be like, oh, I used to go there when I was a kid and like the pancakes. And then like she never took me, like whatever. But that's what I like associate Denny's with.
Bro, Bob Evans?
Never been.
It's a place. I thought it was a person.
I thought it was just a frozen food.
No, it's
no,
a place.
It's a place. It's a breakfast.
I think they're
well,
a
they
dying breed
all...
though.
What'd you say?
I think they're like a dying breed.
Yeah,
you know?
They're all shutting down, but they're so
like,
good.
Finley's?
Friendly's.
Oh, I've been to one of those.
I've only been
once. I've never been.
What?
Y'all ever been to Checkers?
Yes.
Didn't know what it was till I came here.
Dude, yeah, I went to Checkers like at the start of the semester, got four burgers for $16 and just housed them.
Dude, their curly fries are so good.
Really?
Like, yes. Like, that's like the curly fry fast food of all time. Okay, you know where else I want to go? An A&W. I want to have the root beer from the tap.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know
that's
that
a
they
place?
Had like,
yes.
Yeah.
They do burgers.
Where
they
do
have,
they have
A&W's out in California. The one that I went to was in California.
You guys, we got
to. Wait, you went to
there
one?
Used to be one
yeah,
like.
Yeah. They're pretty niche.
West Virginia.
Kind of. There's one in West Virginia. Of course there's one in West Virginia.
Wait, Holloway, Maryland.
How far is that? Guys, get in the car.
Locate.
Right
like
now.
In the panhandle?
Locate.
Dinner?
Yeah, just straight A&W.
It's in a town has ever heard of.
I know
I've
like,
never heard
Holloway?
Of
is that what you said?
Holloway with a C?
Holloway.
Dude.
It's an hour and 36 minutes. That could be worse.
That's
which
not
direction?
Bad.
It's down south.
Day
it's right. Oh, wait, it's on the, in like near the bay.
The
oh,
bay.
Guys. Double date, we go to the A&W, we have the root beer from
and then
the
we
tap.
Go, and then we go out to the, we take the A&W and we go out onto like the beach that's near there because it's not that far from like
yes.
water.
Yes, I'm down.
And just sit there.
Do you guys like root beer
goals.
Floats?
Oh yeah, sure.
I'm a heavy root beer and float enjoyer. I had the most delicious root beer float this summer.
You should pull up the picture.
At Frontier Town. Have you guys ever been?
No. What are these places?
Dude,
so
this is what it feels like when you're like describing like Shenandoah or something.
Oh, dude,
like, I have no idea.
You gotta tap into Shenandoah. That's like one of the places ever.
Whoa.
So Frontier Town is like
near Ocean City, Maryland.
It's like a theme
New
park,
Jersey.
Like maybe 15 minutes outside of Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay.
And
it's a Western themed like it's attached to like a theme park kind of thing. Or
it's
would
like,
you
okay,
it
have you guys been to Williamsburg, like Colonial Williamsburg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's like
how
if
have,
Colonial
like,
Williamsburg was bad and themed around the Wild West.
But it's
okay.
Also
okay, I like this.
Okay,
so I can get on board
and
with this.
And it's free.
And
you don't have to pay admission. And they have shows.
They sell a bunch of random stuff. Like you can go and buy like a pickle.
Yeah.
Just
like
eat it for like $2.
And like a leather engraved like.
Yeah,
gun
they have
holster.
All this stuff.
It's so
and they have
this
like a famous horse.
This is what I imagined.
Oh yeah, they have the horse that was in what movie?
I don't know.
Oh, I wish I
Walking
remember.
Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead. Rick's horse from The Walking Dead.
Like the live horse?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This is what I imagine white people lived like before like they invented immigration or whatever. You know what I mean? Before they figured out you could get like brown people to come here.
Yeah, this is yeah.
Our town's got a famous horse. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got that horse from that TV show.
No, I'm a white guy now. The other day I was like in an argument and I was like, Newark has the best diners in the US, bro. Newark,
man,
New
shut
Jersey.
Up. Whatever
dude,
that means.
It literally does.
Like, bro.
Trust me. You go there, they have the have you ever had a sausage where they score the top and then they flame it so it gets like nice and crunchy?
Yeah, chased it that when we grilled at the EH.
They weren't scored in the right way. You know what I mean?
This past weekend?
Yes.
Oh shucks. Okay.
Yeah, where were y'all?
I was soil judging.
Oh my god, I knew
what?
That.
You're the soil judging team?
Yes.
I got roped into it.
The champion, because I've seen the trophy.
Yeah.
Which like the huge trophy,
bro,
with all the years that they won.
I'm bringing the team score down by about 100 points this week.
How'd it go?
Well, regionals is like this week. Like I'm leaving tomorrow.
On Saturday.
Oh, it was good.
Do you think you're gonna win nationals?
Oh, like, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
When's the last time the team has won?
I don't know. But we always, like, do well enough at regionals to get to nationals, like, pretty much always. Except maybe not this year because I'm on the team. So,
what if they have Charlie XCX Barack Obama soil?
Wait, you guys. Joe De Niro.
Robert.
My bad. Wrong New York name. My bad.
Were you thinking of Joe Dirt?
Dude, I don't even know what I was thinking of.
Joe
Whatever.
Dirt?
I don't know who that is. I've never heard of this man in my life.
I like Joe Dirt.
That would be the name of like a linebacker in the NFL.
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
Ugh. Awesome. I was thinking about football the other day.
thinking about it.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Dude Person in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Whoa. Yeah. Dude Person.
That's awesome.
My grandma went to meet his parents. With someone named Sandy Beach.
Oh, that's cute. We need to bring back the name Sandy. I love that name.
And then another girl named Pearl Harper. Who was born on Pearl Harbor Day.
That's pretty good.
Are you like same year or no?
And not the year it happened.
I don't think
Wait, because it's your grandma?
Yeah.
Okay, then no. Because that happened. What did Pearl Harbor? Wait.
I don't know the
year. It happened during my grandpa was alive.
Around the World
Pearl Harbor,
War.
1942.
Yeah, no, they were born.
Wait, it was that?
They were born a little.
1944, maybe?
So her parents knew about Pearl Harbor.
Or do you think it was before?
Man. Yeah. They were just trolling. That's like ultimate troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pearl Harper. Har har.
1941. You were close.
Yeah, I think so.
Crap. It's 2 years old.
It's okay. You're closer than I would have been.
Yeah, I don't know dates at all.
Yeah.
Speaking of the 40s, we started watching, I've talked to everyone about this, we started watching the Ed Gein docuseries.
Who?
That's like
Who's
not a
Ed Gein?
Oh. Okay. He was a serial killer.
What's his name?
He was the first serial killer in American
Y'all seen
horror
Silence
story
of
that
the
inspired
Lambs?
Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We just watched that movie.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it was good. I wasn't expecting it to be so artsy.
He inspired Hannibal. I mean, Silence of the Lambs, not Hannibal.
That was a good movie.
I think he did inspire Hannibal a little bit.
Well, yeah, Hannibal is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's but Hannibal came after
show.
Silence.
Yeah. You're right.
But he was a serial killer that, like, skinned people and made leather out of their skin and, like, made
and, like,
lampshades and chairs and stuff out of them.
It's
their
only,
skin.
You know, here's the thing, hot take. I've only weird because he was American. Japanese people have been doing that to the Yakuza for years. Just because they think
that
the tattoos are cool.
Yeah, but what makes it weird
is probably that they didn't give their consent.
No, the bodies that he was using, he went to cemeteries and dug them up.
This was like after grave robbers, so I was thinking about that because grave robbing was such an old, like that was the 1800s type thing.
Did he kill
them?
Maybe
I think
he
ended up starting
killing
people later.
Okay,
he ran out of graves.
Yeah. He confessed to 2 murders. Like, but those are the only ones that can actually be, like, for sure connected
to
him.
But people have a lot of, like, gripes with the docuseries right now because it's directed by Ryan Murphy, who did the...
Oh, American Horror Story.
And who did the Dahmer one that everyone, like, hated.
Yeah.
And people are like, there's a lot of truth to it, but there's also a lot of, like, fudging it to make a plot for the story. But
oh, guys,
it's really
good.
Also
did like,
the,
whatever.
The casting is really good. Because the guy who was casted for Ed Gein looks exactly like Ed Gein.
I didn't know Ryan Murphy did the Dahmer series.
Yeah, it was like a co-produced thing, I think.
I gotta put
this
you on to American Horror
the
Story.
The actor, right?
I've watched a couple episodes.
Sarah made
this
me watch
guy?
Like 2 seasons. I liked it.
And
love
then
that show.
We watched Coven, and then we watched Murder House, and then we watched the one with the nuns.
Those are good ones. My favorite is Freak Show.
We started Freak Show.
Freak Show. I like Coven the best, though. And this is the actual guy.
Wow.
So, like, they casted pretty well.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's the show. Anyway.
I think Murder House is just top tier, but then Freak Show is, like,
Murder House
truly...
is so good.
These
are all seasons?
We
watch every season is a new plot.
Yeah. But then they all kind of interconnect.
Yeah.
And it's, this like, the actors repeat. They play different characters, but they repeat.
It's really cool. They get progressively worse.
The seasons.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
should finish Freak Show, though.
Freak Show is so good.
You know the, what's his name's character? The guy who plays Tate.
Evan Peters.
You know he was inspired by a real guy. Like Lobster Hands is what they used to call him.
Tate?
I mean, I would guess since Freak Shows were actually like a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot they of them.
Oh did. Wait, it was inspired by the thing. Remember when we went to Ripley's Believe It or Not? Remember we saw that picture on the wall and it was the freak show? It had all the characters that were. It's okay. Mm.
Oh, this I've at least seen like promotional material for the season of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like a normal freak show, but they're all like creepy.
And the little mm-hmm. girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she was also a real person.
Yeah, she was. Because it's a genetic thing.
So when we started looking or watching it, looking it up, and they're all based off of real people.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like every character.
Well, that's just like, I think that even Murder House was like, it's not related at all, but like loosely inspired by that one girl who kept building on her house constantly because the ghosts in the house told her that it's the Winchester house. They made a bunch of movies out of it.
Mm.
Because the Winchesters were a big gun brand. So she had like a medium come in because they had like a bad case of like everyone in their family dying. So this girl was like, how do I stop it? Because she was the heir to like the fortune. And she had a medium come in and was like, the ghosts are saying that if you keep building on this house, that nothing bad will happen to you. Because the ghosts were all of the victims of the guns, like everyone who had died by the hand of one of their guns.
Why did they want them to keep building on? I mean, like, I obviously would
I don't
know.
It's
some
like stupid thing. But now you can, like, have tours of the Winchester Mansion. And did it's, like, stairwells live? That lead to nowhere.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah. Where is it?
I think it's out
California?
West. Yeah, I think it is California.
I feel like it is.
Okay.
No, I've definitely heard of this.
Well, you can visit the Murder House in California. Yes. Like, it's an actual house.
I've seen pictures of that before.
We should go to those hotels where all those people died.
Oh my god.
Wait, do you like I was hotel? So obsessed with Hotel because
Lady Gaga.
Well, specifically for what's his face?
There's a season called Hotel.
Yes, it's based on the Cecil Hotel.
What did you do?
It's based on the Cecil Hotel with who's the
girl
serial
who,
killer.
Oh, the guy.
There's the Zoe. They have
no.
Sarah, I just realized we forgot to post.
Well,
okay guys, say cheese.
You gotta say cheese.
Say cheese.
Mm, that's a really bad picture, but it's fine. No, like, you guys look fine. It's just, like, my phone did not lock in. But
James
it's fine.
Patrick
Y'all going
Mark.
On the gram.
No.
John Wayne Gacy. That's not him.
His whole thing was that he murdered, he drew a pentagon.
Oh.
That was the Zodiac Killer, was it not?
No.
The Zodiac Killer was the target. He would draw the target, right?
They
No.
They actually caught this guy.
Yeah. Oh.
And they based this season loosely on him because he did a lot of the killings in Cecil Hotel.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the one where that lady got in the elevator and then drowned herself in the septic tank, no?
Yes, yes.
I just like the plot of that where every Halloween they would have, since the spirits roamed free, they would have a serial killer dinner. So they had Richard Ramirez.
That's who I'm talking about.
But they had like Aileen Wuornos. She was the serial killer who like killed all the men for being creeps and everyone like low-key defends her. Yeah.
Good for her.
But they had, do you remember like the Halloween dinner where all of the killers would come together and eat a meal?
Oh.
And they had like John Wayne Gacy.
Yes, I do
Dahmer,
remember this.
All of them. Oh, that was such a good scene. It's just like so weird and fun. Not like fun in a good way, but like fun in a funny weird way. Like, who thought of that?
I need to rewatch Hotel because I didn't get it the first time because I was really confused with the dad and the kid.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while. Well, they also bring back Ramirez in 1984, the
yes,
newer season, which is a completely different actor too. It's kind of weird, but that actor low-key fits it better.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we don't have to talk about this anymore. Wait, have you guys watched Scream Queens? Ryan Murphy. It's a perfect mix between American Horror Story and Glee. In, like, a terribly unwoke way.
Because isn't Emma Roberts in that, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Izzy,
what's
should
the
we
game?
Play a video? I mean, a game. We were going to do Most Likely To, or what is it? This or That?
Yeah. Like, y'all know those, like, dumb ad videos you see on TikTok? And it's like, Wow, wait, guys, cool dirt video.
Okay, Izzy, we're doing
something
right now.
No, okay,
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Give
do you
want
to explain
what
it?
They want.
Do you want
to
explain
it? No, I want you to explain it. Hello?
Okay. Sorry. Just so popular talking to everyone on my phone and stuff. So, like, you know those, like, dumb ad videos you see on TikTok, and it's like, this person is more likely to this, and whatever. And, like, they're really... You guys know, right? You guys know? Man, whatever.
Do you know I think you were thinking about the one earlier that they were talking about, where it's like, who said this first? Who did this first?
Okay, wait. Your thing is different, though. It's not that.
Yeah.
Can you explain it?
The one that you're doing or the one that I
No, the one that you want.
Most likely is just, like, who's more likely to do this or that.
That's what I meant.
Do you guys know the real people millionaire billionaire?
No.
No.
Do you want to explain
that'll get on... No, I can't. I can't even begin it because you have to do the whole thing in a Russian accent and there's like 20 rules. Like,
whatever. Next time you guys come over to my house, we'll play.
You guys will get it on your feed in 3 weeks. Watch.
Okay.
It's like this guy who's like, real people, millionaire or billionaire? And then he says like Wendy's, and then you have to say either millionaire, billionaire, or real people. And there's like a lady who does, there's like three ladies who do it, and you have to watch the video and like try to guess what they're gonna say. And guess what Wendy's is? Is Wendy's real people, millionaire, or billionaire?
Real people.
Wrong, billionaire.
Oh.
But why? Who runs Wendy's?
No, just like
Wendy's.
Is Wendy's real people or is it billionaire?
I don't understand.
Why is it billionaire? Do we get to like debate this or is it just like that's the answer?
Well, we can debate it because the Russian women aren't here to decide for us.
Oh, you're right. You know. So do we need to find like a quorum of Russian women to play this game?
No, because you have to get all your answers and then find, you know, 17 Russian women to decide.
Oh, okay.
But first, the first part of the game is you deciding. So you think Wendy's is real people?
I do.
What about Subway?
Real people.
Yeah, Subway is real people. I feel like there's no...
Wendy's is not billionaire, though. The burger is like a square.
Yeah, maybe. Shake
if anything...
Billionaire.
There you go. See, now he gets it.
No, I'm on that. Does anyone else have any opinions on Wendy's? Do you think it's billionaire?
No,
that's just what the video said. I would say millionaire.
Yeah, millionaire.
It's not good enough to be billionaire.
It's better, but it's better than like, because McDonald's would be real people.
What? I would say billionaire, right?
Whoa.
Like, wait, are you guys thinking like billionaire and real people and like how good it is?
No, I'm thinking just like off of the vibes.
Yeah, vibes.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking billionaire.
Okay, I respect that because McDonald's, it's pretty billionaire.
But you said real people.
Nah, that's real
people.
Yeah,
but you've changed my mind.
Okay, I guess.
Chipotle is millionaire, bro.
Chipotle, real people.
Sorry,
that's crazy. No.
I'm trying to think.
Are you a Qdoba person?
Qdoba is real people.
If I'm getting a bowl, I'm getting Kava.
Kava is pretty millionaire, low-key.
No, but like for
Kava's
like...
Kava's cheaper.
Like what? Mexican, like fast Kava's casual. Like
no, if I'm getting Mexican...
Taco Bell is billionaire.
Yeah.
Gazillionaire, bro. The little freaking, like, the cinnamon things.
Yeah, the bombs.
Dude.
Full of the
love. Y'all ever had Taco Bell breakfast?
Oh.
No. I don't like a breakfast burrito.
I like this guy. He knows about the Taco Bell breakfast.
It's good.
Dude, $5. You got an iced coffee. You got the breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme. And you get
bomb.
Cinnamon.
I remember when we were first seeing each other, you showed up with Taco Bell coffee, and I was so thrown off.
Yeah, dude.
Bro. You just didn't understand his game.
Me and my best friend Ava, she loves Taco Bell breakfast, and we used to live in Leonardtown, and when we lived in Leonardtown, Taco Bell wasn't that far.
Uh-huh.
So we would walk on Tuesdays and Thursdays to Taco Bell breakfast before we started the day.
That's awesome. That's honestly beautiful. I love Taco Bell. Like, that's like one of my top fast foods for sure.
I've never had it enough for it to be a top, but I do really like it. I feel like it's...
Yeah, it was good.
I love it.
I think I had
that
it.
Was like the fast food I was
I
never
love
allowed
the
to
coffee.
Have. I wasn't allowed to have coffee.
Crazy take.
I wasn't a... What? You don't like the Taco Bell coffee?
Why are we getting coffee from Taco Bell?
Bruh, because like, I was
the
there for breakfast.
At
I was
that
there for
point.
Breakfast. No.
Well,
it's definitely...
Yeah, but you get food with
thing.
It.
Oh.
For
oh.
everything combined.
Talk about okay. same price as vigilante.
I would never pay $5 for one coffee.
I low-key would. I can't even lie. You know what Vigilante has that's really good is their London Fogs. Like, if
the
you're
tea?
Trying to have, like, yeah, like a gay little drink, like, that's the one, you know? If you're at Vigilante and you want a gay little drink.
I don't like Vigilante.
I'll have to ask my roommate's take. She works there.
It's too
good.
It's too fancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like,
it's got that millennial, that's like, why white and black modern vibe.
Oh, it's so millennial. Like the entire concept of it, the fact that it's like the size of like
a shoebox,
like a double wide trailer. Like that's about the footprint of the vigilante. And you go in and you can just tell it's like it's woke in there. You know,
dude, it's bad.
It's like the bathrooms are gender neutral. Like they sell Martinelli's
but
apple
they
juice.
They only have pictures of male skaters in the bathroom. Really? Not a single woman.
Well, that's because they're
Like millennials.
There's also low key no women
vigilante
skaters.
There's no way.
No.
There's no women skaters.
Like not professional ones.
Not really. They don't get covers because skaters are misogynistic.
And that's on God.
A Taiwanese cat cafe just opened in Ellicott City serving vigilante coffee.
So that's so many levels of woke.
Yeah, what?
Dude.
How big is vigilante as a business?
There's two.
They have that huge roastery out in Hyattsville now.
Yeah, the one in Hyattsville is huge. Mm,
never been.
And they ship it out to a couple satellite locations.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. The more you know. Whenever I think of like fancy coffee, I think about Sarah's dad's love for Baltimore coffee.
This tiny little business. It is really good. I really like it. You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. I've had better coffee.
Whoa.
No shade. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Mike,
my dad's going to like.
He's going to listen to this. He's going to listen to this and he's going to text me.
My dad also just loves that it's like a small little business.
And
he
loves Baltimore.
Yeah. He has a lot of pride for
honestly,
Baltimore and America.
You and your dad. Could you guys.
We're very dedicated.
Someone
to
could
a business
slap Baltimore onto anything and you would buy it.
That's why people like Turnstile Hot Take.
Honestly, yeah. Mm. They're good, but
they're not that good.
A lot of people like them because they're like, Baltimore! Yes! Like,
But they don't show the same hype for Rico Nasty, so what about
Well, Rico
that?
Nasty
Nasty's
made it
Baltimore?
Big. She is.
Well, is she super hype about Baltimore?
I don't know. Well, I've heard it about it from her a couple times, but I don't think, I guess it's not too big.
There's this
Turnstile's
crab house.
Like, I'm from Baltimore all the time.
Yeah, I forget. What's a lead's name? I forget his name. Brendan Yates. Mm. He's like, Baltimore made me the man who I am. Like, every time he sings
like,
a song.
Like, buddy, shut up. No one cares.
Don't gaff.
I wonder what area
didn't
they
ask,
like,
don't
grew
care.
Up in. Was it like Baltimore City or the county or?
I feel like the people who are like Baltimore sweats, they're from the county.
I like that.
Sweat. I'm wearing my sweatshirt, sweat tour. We did go see her in Baltimore actually, at the big arena they have there
the
in Baltimore.
Arena.
Yeah, the sweat tour show it was in Baltimore. Gosh, I was going to say something, and it was like, I was itching to say, at this crab house, like kind of near my house, they had a mallet one time that I was using while I was there, and it said, I ate crabs with Rico Nasty in Baltimore.
Oh, I like that.
I have a picture of myself
totally
with it somewhere.
That.
Wait, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I want to eat crabs with Rico Nasty.
I would love to eat.
So now whenever someone's like, Rico Nasty's from Baltimore, I'm like, I ate crabs with Rico Nasty. Like, I didn't, but I held the mallet, so.
Close
counts.
Enough.
Do you guys like seafood?
Yes.
We should go to the seafood boil.
I love
and get a
seafood.
No.
Sorry.
I'm on a seafood diet.
I
a
seafood
and I eat it.
So you do like seafood or no?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. I got scared the way you were quiet.
I know, me too.
The first time I actually had
He will eat anything.
White people do crabs different. I'm sorry I'm saying white people so much, but they do crabs differently. I've been experiencing a lot of culture shock because for the past 2 years, for the first time in my life, like all of my friends are white. And I went home with my buddy Lauren and we did the crab thing where they set it out on the table and his grandparents came. I was like, I didn't know you guys ripped it open by yourself. Like in India, the chef will cut off the bottom and you like pick it out with a knife and a fork.
In
India,
the maid does it.
Oh my God. Dude,
I'm cheesing.
I'm just pulling your chain.
And there they give you like little sickles, like a tiny, like they'll give you like a sickle or like a hard knife to cut through. Lauren was like, here's a fork and a hammer. I was like, what are you talking about, dude?
I love it. It's so
I love
like
when they give you the cracker.
Yes.
I love the cracker.
Me
dude,
too.
I didn't get the cracker, dude.
The cracker never does it for me.
What?
I need the hammer.
Shut up.
I'm not even forking it. I'm just hammer.
Hey.
Hammer on the table. The table's shaking.
My favorite are king crab legs.
Oh, so good.
I love king crab. I've never had
Maryland
blue crab.
We went for my birthday.
But...
Wait, you've never had blue crab? Really?
No.
Holy.
You got to get on that. It's good.
I have not.
I'm trying to eat a soft shell crab. No, like in a sandwich. You know what I mean?
It's not as bad as I was expecting, but I still, just something about it.
Bro, you gotta be like on the Eastern Shore. You're fishing. Okay,
we went to this really good place anything. That isn't too far away, right?
you're fishing. You caught nothing. You need food. You go to a random like dive bar. They got soft shell crab sandwich. You get the sandwich. It's a little weird, but it's like it's delicious and it's good. That's like how you gotta do it. No other way.
They have this bao bun soft shell crab. Mm.
Wait.
See, that's too woke. Like, we're, like, mixing. Wait. Like,
can you explain it?
I don't want to hear.
It's a fried soft-shell crab. It's got gochujang aioli. It's, like, a Korean dude. He was like, I used to be a Michelin star, and then I gave it all up to make a crab shop in Eastern Shore, Maryland. And that's what he does. He gets a huge bao bun. He puts a soft-shell crab in there, puts in aioli, puts some veggies.
How big is the bao bun?
Yeah, it's a sandwich-sized bao bun.
Wow.
Dude, okay, you got to find the place.
I feel like that would be too much
bread.
I'm
there.
We're going. We're finding out.
We're going.
For my birthday, we went to this it was called Baltimore Seafood in the harbor, the harbor of Baltimore City.
That sounds like your heaven.
Oh, it was by far the best
Baltimore
I've
crabs.
Ever had. And my mom got, what is it, paella?
Yeah.
And it was really good, paella. Too. And we should go back. It was kind of, it wasn't that pricey.
No, it was, like, really reasonable. Like,
and we got king crab legs.
For each of us, it was like maybe $20.
Yeah,
which
we
for seafood,
it was enough food to split.
Yeah, for seafood though, like that's pretty.
Yeah, $20
good.
Is kind of insane for seafood.
And we got like 3 pounds of seafood to share, and just.
And we brought some home with us.
Yeah. We did bring some home.
We need to make like. I want to go to a restaurant where they give you like crab. But prepared in like every culture, and then you can try it and be like, okay, which is the best one? Because
new restaurant
like a prefix
idea.
Menu, but you order one type of food.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you order.
That's like the perfect food to do it with too, because crab has literally like nothing. Like I feel like when you're picking a part of crab, it's more of a social thing versus like actually getting full.
You need
unless
like
you're
an
eating
actual
like
meal
10
afterwards.
Of them. Yeah.
Because I feel like from my experience, Korean people eat it with like really tangy stuff. In India, we eat it with mint and coconut, and then here we eat it with. Old Bay. Right?
Brazil
like
doesn't
salty...
do too much with crabs.
Who?
Brazil. Not
they
too
don't
big
do much?
On crabs. Nah, sometimes they'll like put it in a stew, but we're not
Maryland
just eating a crab.
What's the deal with crawfish? I've been getting
I like catching them in creeks.
Me too.
I've been getting so much crawfish content.
My mom said that she went to Louisiana for my parents' honeymoon, and they serve it cold down there. They serve it differently based on where you go.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what your mom was talking about.
Well, they went to New Orleans, and that's where she ate it.
My dad is from New Orleans.
And they only have warm ones? Oh.
I've never heard of them eating
I've
it cold.
I've heard of it being served cold.
Not on the reg.
People.
That's not like the traditional New Orleans way. Like they're like
there's,
steamed.
There's, what are the two cultures? Boiled. What are the two, like, cultures in Louisiana?
Creole
and Cajun.
Cajun. Cajun people are
French.
Oh, French.
Yeah.
And Creole... I thought Creole people were French.
No, Creole is, like, it's, like, French mixed with, like, this, like...
Islands.
They didn't have
One of
too many
like
slaves
Latin
there
American.
Because there weren't
That's
really
I mean,
plantations,
yeah.
but it was, like, the runaway slaves. It's, like, it was a lot of, like, African descent. Mixed with like the French and like
I always just think of Natalie Nunn.
Yeah,
talking Who? About how she was Creole.
Oh,
never mind. It's okay.
Who's that?
Natalie Nunn.
Yeah,
I know that part.
Baddies,
post on me.
She was in
Made it go limp.
Wait, crawfish.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're usually eating it hot and steamed.
What's this or that?
Oh,
Axel's
Axel just texted me and was like, we have an idea for y'all at comms team. Can you and Ari come out when you get the chance?
We can go. Do you want to go outside now?
Should we go?
They could also just
They're like,
in
you're
here.
Fired.
Yeah, no. They're like, you guys are being annoying.
You guys are really
so,
bad at your radio shows.
Yeah.
We're not entertaining.
Okay, we're going to go right now. We'll
woman
right.
show.
Okay, what can
chauffeur,
we talk about?
Chauffeur our girlfriends who are cooler than us.
Have fun. Okay, explain this or that to me, please.
Okay, I didn't look that one up, but this or that is literally just... Are you okay? Oh. Well, he just kept walking. This or that is literally just picking which one you would do more, but we were going to pick it for the opposite person. So, like, if I was, like, sweet or salty, and I would be, or, like, if that was the subject, you would be picking for Ari, and Izzy would be picking for me, and then if we get it right, we get a point. Does that make sense?
Okay, why don't we just do it without them in the room?
Okay. Well, then it's not a competition, but we can do it, and then just see if we get it right. Wait, I don't have this or that up. Let me... Or that. Because this was Izzy's one that he was supposed to be looking up, but that's okay. Oh, in the library. What?
Sauce or kissing?
Oh. This one's a hard one. I'm guessing for what you would pick. Or should we just say our opinions?
No, let's guess for the other.
Okay. I'm going to go sauce for you.
I think, yeah.
Sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
I originally said kissing, but I decided that I would do sauce because sauce is just too broad of a thing. I feel like I can't give it up.
I feel like there's ways I can get around it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, soy sauce can't be, it's liquid. It's, like, pure liquid.
Yeah. What about, like, a marinade? Like, you can use marinades in lots of things.
Marinara? That's sauce. Yeah.
I guess it is kind of sauce. Yeah, pizza sauce, pasta
butter.
Sauce. Butter.
There's ways around it.
I agree. And, like, seasonings, like butter and a seasoning. Milk and a seasoning. Well, I guess that ends up kind of being a sauce once you add things together. What constitutes a sauce?
Is a hot dog a sandwich or...
Is a hot dog... I would say for you, you would think it's... I don't think you think it's a sandwich.
I don't.
Okay, I don't either. Oh, wait, I didn't even let you guess. But I'm agreeing with you.
I think it's stupid if you think it's a sandwich.
I agree.
We didn't get fired.
Nice!
Yeah, they want to make a TikTok with us.
Snaps. Because we're cute. Rue wants to
Did
make
they
an...
take it? Or
no?
No,
we're going to do it like later.
Oh, why couldn't they ask you after?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we're, like, on the air.
Because we're
Rue
so
wants
cool.
to make an EH TikTok.
We have an EH TikTok, but she wants to make one. Something with, like, baby pictures of exec, and then...
No.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know what the point is, but...
You guys should make, like... Do you know the Nutter Butter TikToks?
What?
I'll nut her butter.
What?
Can't say that on the air.
Chill.
Inappropriate. You can't say that on the air.
I apologize.
I'm kidding. You can say whatever you want.
Heart, smile.
Yeah, I said, what did I say the other day? You just can't curse, but you can say anything. So, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
There's a couple workarounds. There's a couple workarounds.
And I mean, on digital, it's like, if you curse, it's like not the end of the world. Just like, don't be like vulgar.
One time I cursed 35 times in one episode and we didn't get in trouble.
What? Yeah, I'd be cursing on digital. Whatever, shrug. Crabs.
What was about your list of things? We were just practicing this or that.
Our list of things.
Oh, your list. You looked up the flirty list.
Oh dude, I googled like couples like this or that, and it was like
what are you searching?
Nutter butter, bro.
And it was like freaky selfie or video. John
Look,
Pork?
This is all, like, Nutter Butter's account is, like...
Oh, wait. Let's.
Wait, I love Nutter Butter. Oh, ew. Swipe away.
I've never had a Nutter
Put
Butter.
Put that away.
I've only had the
really?
Nutty Buddies, yeah. Like, the
tiny ones in the bag.
Ones,
oh,
like the boy. We gotta hit
one.
The freaking...
Oh, boy.
The market after this. Boy, oh, boy. Do we have a thing to do? I love Nutter Butter.
I don't know.
Butter.
I think it needs, like, chocolate or something.
Wrong.
I agree. It's like the Girl Scout
Wrong.
Peanut butter sandwiches. I can't do those.
Well, you know, yeah. For the next 3 months, Nutter Butter is doing chocolate-dipped Nutter Butters, just in case.
Okay, I
interested.
Could be down
oh,
for
I would
that.
Love mm-hmm. that.
How? Oh, because the TikTok.
Yeah, because the TikTok mm-hmm. had it in there.
You know.
Okay, let's do some Rizzy most likely to.
I guess most likely to accidentally sex the wrong person.
I feel like me. Out
really?
Of you, out of us. What do you guys think? Who's most likely?
I think Olivia.
Two?
I think I would be really...
I think I would...
I click on the wrong people's... Or I just always think that I'm texting. Like, when I open my phone...
Actually, low-key, maybe you.
Texts are open. I'm like, oh, it's Izzy, because I'm always texting you. So sometimes I've sent the wrong things to people and then had to unsend it, thinking that I was texting you.
I've done that a couple times, though.
But they're not even married anymore, so it's like, what are you guys talking about?
Awkward.
He's like, remember that time we used to be married?
You're like, Dad, no.
That's what I imagine all ex-husbands and wives are like. They're like, we used to be married. Like, if you divorce someone, how do you ever get over that?
If Sarah was my ex-wife, I would be like, hey, remember when we were married? I would probably just every day.
And you guys would still have a radio show together probably, too.
Yeah probably. Something like that, you know. What are you going to do? The show must go on, as they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Okay, next
question.
Where's
your list?
Oh, I'm supposed to pull it up?
Yes.
Let's just use yours. I like yours better.
Yeah. Well, that was like the one fun question. Ooh, who's most likely to become a cult leader? That's a good one.
Sarah.
Ari.
Yes. Let's do it together.
Okay. What would our cult be like? What would the basis of our cult be?
He's just more opinionated than me.
I'm too, like, superstitious with that kind of
thing. I was going to go with charming, but...
Yeah, I was thinking, like, got that charisma that all
opinionated
of the
is good too.
Coldy people have.
Just, like, I don't know. I would... The second I, like, start getting too much of, like, a following in anything, I'm like, whoa. Like,
wait, when you have a following?
Yeah, even just, like, socially, like, on a lower level, I get, like, scared.
Oh, not me.
Like, guys, you can't be too into anything.
Yeah, I push it as far as I can get it. You know what I mean?
Like, who have the power?
Oh, I just get scared. I don't know. Like,
ooh, little scaredy cats.
I'm nervous.
I can do the ending of the cult. Like, I can set that up. Like, the last thing I'm going to make them do is shit in their hands and eat the shit. Like, I think before that, they're all going to have to, like, tell their mom, like, come out to their mom. Like, those are all
Man,
the steps
never
before.
Put this guy in a position of power ever.
Never make him co-director of recruitment.
Oh,
jeez.
Dude, I would be so good at that. Oh, yeah, Pledge?
Eat your shit out of your hand.
Pick your nose.
Now. Okay, when, like, TP or whoever, like, made them, like, bring acorns today, did you see that?
Yeah.
What? Like... That's hilarious.
It's like when we asked if you guys would bring us the pins from the other fraternities.
I almost did. I was this close to getting a Sigma Alpha one, and then my friend was like, but if you lose it, I'll kill you.
I have a pitch. I have a pitch. For the pledges for next
They're
semester.
No longer pledges.
For next semester.
They're not pledges.
What are they?
New members.
Why aren't they called pledges? Oh, because it's woke. Okay.
No one at UMD's allowed to call them pledges.
Really?
Because of the whole thing 2 years ago?
Because they were eating the hamsters, remember, in the microwave.
Well, one of my buddies who was pledging at UMD had to eat a goldfish, so does that count?
Yes, I ate a goldfish at a frat party.
Really?
Did you actually?
Yeah, at a darty. It was goldfish shots.
Like the
There's
actual,
a goldfish
no,
in there?
A fish?
They handed you a tiny little minnow, and you ate it, and then you took the shot.
Two whites.
That's
two
people,
whites.
Bro.
I
have
a picture.
This are you serious?
Never... Sometimes, you know, I think to myself, like, you know the picture of the guy shitting, like, holding the paper, and it says white people? Like, it's the white people magazine, and he can't believe what he's reading? It's like 25% of the stuff that they do at Darty's, from what I understand.
Low-key. Yeah. I like an EH Darty, because it's like, we play die, and we drink a beer, and it's like, it's fun. But
I mean, I would eat those, sure.
No.
I would definitely do it if it was offered to me.
Wait, was it freeze-dried?
No.
Just to say that I've done
it. No, girl.
I don't think that...
It's alive?
I don't think consuming fish with alcohol enhances your life at all.
It's alive?
You know what I mean? No, but just to say that
That's
I've
so
done
evil.
It.
You got...
But why would you want to say that you did that?
It took because me so long to drink it.
I took a goldfish shot. Why? First question is why.
I don't know. Just
because
to like, say you did.
Yeah.
Okay, but have you guys ever seen that meme that's like,
so
don't drink water after you eat fish because then it will gulu.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Glug, 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 glug.
No, gulu. This was huge for me senior year of high school.
Yeah, dude. I was tapped in.
Yeah. Thank you, Ari. Yeah. That would be my fear, personally, if I did the goldfish shot.
I would feel swimming around. You feel it kicking? You could feel a kick.
Did you actually?
I ate a cockroach, and that's just
Yeah,
like,
but, like, bug is different.
Right? Isn't that normal? Low-key?
Like,
yeah, I've eaten a few bugs in my day.
I've eaten many a bug in my day, but something about a live minnow.
I would eat the, you know, about the, you know the mosquito burger?
Yes.
People in, I forget what section, what region of Africa, because there's so many mosquitoes there, they catch them, kill them in, like, water, drain the water out, and they cook them into patties.
Wow. Does cooking them get rid of, like, any of the diseases?
Yeah, it gets rid of most, because they fry them, so it gets rid of most of the disease.
Wow.
And it's healthier than beef. It's better for the environment. Like, I would totally eat that.
It looks like black sand.
Onika burger.
Onika equals mosquito.
Burger equals
burger.
He sat there for like 20 minutes the other day trying to understand it.
Yeah, Onika burger. But I figured it out.
Yeah. Guys, like, they were just like calling her fat.
Yes. Yeah, calling Nicki Minaj fat.
Yeah.
That's rude.
We don't do that.
Onika
burger.
We hashtag
bring women up.
Izzy, your
she
list.
She equals Onika, A equals burger. That's so funny. Like, she ate burgers, and she is Onika.
What about she ate?
Nicki Minaj. No, but, like, it was, like, she ate, and then it was, like... Here, let me find the...
No, I know what it is.
But we're talking about it now, and I'm laughing.
Not the In-N-Out logo.
Onika burgers. Okay, wait, I have to pull up my list.
Yes.
Oh, dude, we got 9 minutes.
Well, pull it up fast.
Okay.
Who's most likely to finish eating first?
Me.
Who's most likely to talk in their sleep? Me.
Me. I talk in my sleep all the time.
You catch me all the time.
I've never talked. Have you ever talked, Izzy, that you know?
Yes. Why, yes, I have.
I'd be rapping in my sleep.
Spitting bars?
Yeah, I'm testing
and
them
what
out.
Have you. That's good. That's good.
Wait, I just saw this video of this guy.
No, I'm like low-key a well-documented sleep talker, like, since a young age.
I couldn't tell if it was a bit
you
or not.
Tell me about it?
Wait, I forgot it.
Fucking go around and keep it a fucking secret from
but he's having, like, a conversation, and he's also the other side of the conversation.
Well, we can actually fucking talk about something. If you actually fucking listen, you actually fucking... Well, I try to fucking listen every time.
South Park?
I don't know. I think it's a bit. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But then he, like, goes back to sleeping, and it looks really realistic. So I don't know if I'm just, like, falling for it or what.
There was this girl who... She, like, still is kind of on... social media, I guess, but over in like 2021 she got really famous for her like sleepwalking videos. She had like a bunch of cameras in her house. She looks kind of like Meg Stalter.
Like, yes.
And she would do all this like crazy stuff in her sleep. Like, she would like cook or like she would like go and like stand in her front yard and like come back in, or just like just doing all this stuff.
Have you guys seen The Visit?
Yes, I love that movie. It's so good.
It's based near my house, but
really,
the grandma sleepwalks in it.
Yeah,
what's that about?
Dude, she was the freakiest. We should watch
it's
that for Halloween.
It's such a good movie. We could have a movie night.
We should. I was thinking that earlier because we were talking about American Horror Story.
I would love to have a movie night.
I would.
Let's do a movie night.
Yay!
Heart, and we could get Taco Bell.
Breakfast. We could do the movie night at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Ah,
does that count? Movie night at 9 a.m. Is that still movie night?
Movie morning.
Don't go to bed.
What time do they start serving breakfast?
Yeah, like what if we go at like 9 a.m.?
I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, but I'm like kind of an expert. No. Because they close for like 2 hours at 4, no? I think it's 6 to 11.
I don't know.
I know it ends at 11 because I've gotten there at 10:50 sometimes. I've lived that life.
Oh, it closes at 2 a.m. Let's see.
It's just from...
They open at 8.
Oh, it's just 8 to 11 then. It's open to 11 a.m.
Facts. Okay, guys, we should totally do that.
Well, the sleep talking thing reminded me there was this recently. This is a little morbid. This kid, not kid, he was probably late teens, like college age. He had a twin sister. And I think you saw this. It was in Ohio. And he like was a... He was like a person who sleepwalked a lot, and he killed his twin sister, and he blamed it on sleepwalking. But then they're doing an investigation into it now, and they're like, he set a timer on his phone to wake him up at 4 a.m. He bought a knife like 2 days before.
Yeah,
You saw it, right?
I did.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And the sister died.
Yeah.
His twin sister, bro.
Twisted.
When was this?
This was like recently.
A week ago or something. Yeah. Like it was recently. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Six,
crazy
seven
stuff.
Days ago?
Six, seven. Okay, wait, we have to make a list of like things to do. Like I feel like so many things.
Talk about
breakfast.
Let's go
apple picking and pumpkin patch and
okay, people are just saying yes to everything. The way they both lit up. You said apple picking.
Guys, I would go anywhere. Just in general.
Wait, based on recent reports, the past incidents in Ohio, there have been several cases involving a twin sister being killed or a sibling accused of killing their twin.
That's just what they
What's
do
going
out
on
in Ohio.
In Ohio?
Guys, never have a twin in Ohio. Never
down
do
in
that.
Ohio. Down in
they
Ohio.
Do some weird stuff in Ohio.
Slap you.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, what?
She said she's going to slap me.
What?
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 Guys, and after this, I'm getting a Nutter Butter.
Yeah, I need to go home and get my laptop. Are you going to study?
At my house.
Oh, okay.
Your house?
My house. Guys, it really sucks being... Actually, I should not be telling it to you guys about how much it sucks, but a 20-minute walk is so far. Just from, like, each other's apartments.
That's my only fear of living in a house. I'm like, dang, it is far.
Wait, how far do you guys live from each other now?
Oh,
buddy, I don't live anywhere near here.
Is he
oh, what?
I was just
from
saying,
like Silver Spring.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, I was just
now
thinking
you know.
About like walking to campus from a house.
It, no, the walk to campus isn't bad. It's just if
that's
I want to see this freak.
That's the one you like the least is the walk to campus.
Well, you guys could meet halfway. And just, like, stand on the sidewalk and talk for 30 minutes and then go your separate ways.
Or, even better, we could both walk 45 minutes to Taco Bell at 9 a.m.
Oh. Dude, Ari, I'm there.
Wait, can we please do the visit? That would be so fun.
Do you want to go tomorrow?
When?
Dude, I have nothing.
I have 100 classes tomorrow. I'll go Wednesday, though, low-key.
Dude, I'm out of here.
Nationals.
When do you come back?
National.
Friday, and then we're peeling out for... Go
fall
to
break.
Fall break.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys do?
Well, come. Let's go Friday morning.
I wish. I don't know what time I've been getting back. We're coming back on Friday.
Maybe I'll just go by myself.
No, next week. Next week. Let's go. Okay. Yes.
Wait, are you, do you guys have most nights free? Or no?
Most nights?
Yeah. Like, can we do a weeknight movie night or no? Is that off the table?
I think my schedule is starting to free up. New member education and recruitment mm-hmm. took up so much of my time.
Yeah.
We'll plan it out.
After this week, I'm done with soil judging. So,
but then I get my job.
Where are you working?
But it's online, so I can kind of do it whenever.
Mm.
So I just won't do
Huge.
It tonight.
Are you guys? What are you guys doing for fall break?
Going to Bethany Beach.
Miss Claire.
Yes.
Who?
Have
her
you
show
met Claire?
Is, yes. Her show is from 8 to 9. Listen to Final Girl on
FM.
Tune in.
Yeah.
But yeah, her grandmother's house.
Oh, cute.
Beach house. Oh, ma. Bethany.
For
the and
house.
It's so cute. It's like so grandma core. It's adorable.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Where's mm-hmm. Bethany Beach?
Delaware.
It's like.
The
is
Delaware
this like
beaches
a famous beach?
So nice.
Like kind of. It's like one of the main ones.
There's like
Rehoboth,
Dewey,
Rehoboth
and
like Bethany.
Bethany are like the three big ones, I think.
Fenwick, Lewis.
Those are the other ones?
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, no one gaff about those.
These
ones.
Are all still beaches?
Yes.
I was trying to learn the Mid-Atlantic culture.
Aww.
Why?
Because I live here now.
Aww. She's trying, you guys. Be nice.
I'm not trying.
For the longest time, I thought DMV was Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. So.
That's so fire.
That yeah, that's awesome.
It's
the Delmarva.
Yeah, it's
yeah, that is Delmarva.
See, it's like that would, if anything, be more reasonable. Do you know what I mean? The DMV being. Delaware, Maryland, Virginia.
No, because why would it be Delaware?
D.C.'s not a real place.
Yes, it is. D.C. is the place.
Oh.
There's like eight people
D.C.
there.
Is the place.
No, I understand the Delaware thing.
Hi, Claire Kilborn.
Baltimore is 100 times cooler than D.C. Why isn't it the BMV?
Because Baltimore is in Maryland.
Bognit bit book.
Yeah, but D.C.
I'm a buy it, Bognit book.
Pepsi. Well, it's been real, you guys.
We've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah. See, we always go into the show with, like, somewhat. We have a concept of a plan. We have a concept of a plan. We have a concept
of a plan.
Olivia knows. These losers.
I got it. Just
Trump reference.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Olivia. Oh wait, that was bad. Yeah, we have a concept of a plan, and it always works out.